Prologue. Modern war stories often resemble each other, not because the circumstances are alike, but because they're told in the same way. Commanders are quoted offering confident predictions of victory. Male diplomats make serious pronouncements. And the fighters, always men, whether they are government soldiers or rebels, whether they are portrayed as heroes or thugs, brag, threaten, brandish grisly trophies, and shoot off their mouths and their weapons. It was that way in my country, Liberia. During the years the Civil War tore us apart, foreign reporters often came to document the nightmare. Read the accounts. Watch the video clips. They are all about the power of destruction. Bare-chested boys on foot or in pickup trucks fire enormous machine guns, dance crazily in wrecked city streets, or crowd around a corpse, holding up a victim's bleeding heart. A young man in sunglasses and red beret regards the camera coolly. "We will kill you. We will eat you." Now watch the reports again, but look more carefully at the background, for that is where you will find the women. You'll see us fleeing, weeping, kneeling before our children's graves. In the traditional telling of war stories, women are always in the background. Our suffering is just a sidebar to the main tale. When we're included, it's for human interest. If we are African, we are even more likely to be marginalized and painted solely as pathetic. Hopeless expressions, torn clothes, sagging breasts. Victims. That is the image of us that the world is used to, and the image that sells. Once, a foreign journalist asked me, "Were you raped during the Liberian War?" When I said no, I was no longer of any interest. During the war in Liberia, almost no one reported the other reality of women's lives. How we hid our husbands and sons from soldiers looking to recruit or kill them. How, in the midst of chaos, we walked miles to find food and water for our families. How we kept life going so that there would be something left to build on when peace returned. And how we created strength in sisterhood and spoke out for peace on behalf of all Liberians. This is not a traditional war story. It is about an army of women in white, standing up when no one else would, unafraid, because the worst things imaginable had already happened to us. It is about how we found the moral clarity, persistence, and bravery to raise our voices against war and restore sanity to our land. You have not heard it before, because it is an African woman's story, and our stories rarely are told. I want you to hear mine.